I would like for us to turn quickly to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, we'll read from verse 28 through 31. Isaiah chapter 40, we read from verse 28 through 31. Before we read, I would like to just appreciate God for the senior pastor in the house who has also given us the opportunity to share the word. Amen. It is not a right, but it's just a privilege for the pastor to allow someone to take the pulpit on a Sunday. We just want to thank God for the grace and the humility upon his life. The Lord will continue to honor you, sir, in Jesus' name. Let's read the word of the Lord. Hast thou not known, verse 28, Isaiah chapter 40, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the hands of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Verse 29. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. 30. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. If you have been a member of this local assembly, you will understand God has been speaking to us from the inception of this month on verse 31. That they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. Today we continue in the same manner as we are rounding up the month. Today is 29th day of September 2013, and by tomorrow we end this month. I want to encourage you, if you have not believed that God is going to do something great for you, you still have the opportunity today and tomorrow. And I believe God, the Lord, will change your story for good in Jesus' name. If you will care to title what we are going to discuss briefly this morning, it is Run and Not Tired. Run and Not Tired. Have you ever seen those who participated in a marathon race before? After they have run for like 2 hours, 2.5 hours, or 3 hours, they are tired. They are panting. But God is giving us a different perspective that it is possible to run and not tired. And that is what we are trying to deliberate upon today. When we talk about endurance, we find out that it is fast eroding in our society today. When you listen to news, you hear that the CEOs of great companies are quitting their jobs. You see, you find out that so many people, sales people, they are quitting their jobs. Even some couples, they are quitting their marriages. Some people have been married for 30 years, 40 years. Suddenly, they announce divorce that they are leaving. Every blessed day, some people are giving up in one thing or the other in a huge proportion. Even we found out that nearly 80% of the people who started a home-based business, they quit within a year. So there is something that is making people to give up in their dreams. Even we found out that with the number like this, it becomes something that is so interesting that we need to begin to find out why is it that people give up on themselves? Why is it that people give up in their dreams? We also found out that even some Christians, they give up their faith. For instance, in the scriptures, when you know the story of the ministry of Brother Paul, one of the people that started together with him was Brother Demas. But at some point, as we continue to study his ministry, he says, Demas has forsaken me, having loved the present world. One of the closest people to Jesus Christ, our Lord, was Judas Iscariot. At a point in time, he forsook Jesus for some 30 silvers of pence. So we found out that even the man who could have become the greatest of the prophets in the Old Testament, Gehazi, lost it all. Why? Because of the love of money. So even in our colleges, it is not uncommon to hear that even the college people, students, they do not even graduate and they quit. Why? Because of one problem or the other. Amen? And we found out that in our society that we are living, some parents, they have given up upon their wayward children. So what is the solution? Why are people giving up on themselves? Why do we have it so rampant like this? Even the Christians giving up their faith. Some people have been workers before. Some people have been pastors before. Some people have been ministers before. But they gave up. They lack strength. They lack strength. But I am trusting God, whichever area that you are fainting, you will receive divine strength today in Jesus' name. The root cause of everything is endurance. The endurance is fast eroding. People can no longer wait. People can no longer endure hardship. In fact, Christians of today do not want to hear the word of hardship. Praise you, the Lord. You know, it occurs to me, before you can become a college professor, you have to start with a pre-K. You go through the kindergarten, elementary school, a middle school, high school, college, and then you take some other degrees before you become a college professor. If you see any huge mansion, it all starts with a foundation. When they are rebuilding the Twin Tower, the World Trade Center, for several years, almost like 10 years, they are still building the foundation. About 10 stories have gone down, and everybody thought nothing is happening there. Foundation. But when it comes up, it becomes another tallest building in New York again. Praise the Lord. So we see that for you to reap a very huge harvest, you need to put the seed on the soil and give it time for it to grow, and then you get your harvest. Praise the Lord. So why are we going around like this? Because God said to us in our text, and from beginning of this month, he said, but they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall renew their strength. Whatsoever the situation that you are already giving up on, I am trusting God that the strength of God will overwhelm you, and you will be able to carry it through in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. So, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 24, 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 24, if you can put it on the screen, I will appreciate that. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 24. Praise ye the Lord. And Brother Paul started writing, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receives the prize. So run that ye may obtain. And every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Verse 26, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I not as one that beateth the air. But I keep myself under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Brother Paul gave us another athletic illustration here. Whenever a race is going to start, before they get to the finals, many people participate. But guess what? Let's take 100-meter sprint, for instance. Only 8 people make it to the final. And out of those best 8 runners, only one takes first prize, the gold. And he says there is a difference between the one who takes the gold and the one who went home or eliminated in the preliminaries. He said there is a lot of things that was put in it. There was time of intense training. There was time of denial, of eating certain type of food. There was a time that this man was awake when another was sleeping. He said, the same thing applies to me as a Christian. In a Christian race, also, there are so many people who participate. Trust me, more than 5,000 or 9,000 of people were fed by the Lord Jesus Christ, free of charge, during his earthly ministry. But when he started talking about the word of the kingdom, everybody started leaving.
They could not endure the true word of the Lord. They don't want to hear the truth of the word. They left. More than 500 people saw Jesus Christ when he resurrected from the grave after the third day of crucifixion. He told them, wait for me in Jerusalem, and I'm going to send the power to you, and you will be a great witness unto me. Trust me, only 120 heeded the instruction. 120 remained in the upper room, and they received the power. I am asking God that the virtue of Christianity that was handed over to us, enduring to the end, God will grant unto us in Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 12. Jesus started talking to people. He said, in the last days, because the love of many shall wax cold. He said, many shall depart from faith. He said, but they that endure to the end, verse 13, shall be saved. Only those who will endure to the end. When we are talking about relay race, for instance, you may start well. The first person may start very well, or let's say 200 meters. You may start very well and be leading everybody before the corner. But it is the one that is able to make it to the finish line first that will get the prize. Praise ye the Lord. Therefore, the beginning is not the issue. But how do you continue? How will you not give up your faith? So Jesus said, those who will endure to the end, that will be saved. But I have good news for you. By our own strength, we cannot make it. By whatsoever strategy we put in place, we will find out that there is a discouraging moment or the other. But Jesus said in John chapter 14 and verse 27, he said, peace I leave with you. John 14, 27. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither be ye afraid. God is going to show up for you. In the time when the storms of life seems overwhelming, Jesus will enter your boat in the name of Jesus. I said that your boat will not capsize in Jesus' name. If we look at some of the biblical characters that passed through this tough time and endured, in a difficult time, they endured their Christian faith. The one glaring example that comes to mind is Brother Job. How many of us are familiar with the story of Brother Job? His whole family denied him, but he never lost his faith in God. And at the end of it all, he was awarded with more wealth and more children. What was his story? What kept him going? He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. He said, even though in this my body, the earth, the worms will eat it up, but one thing I do know, that I will see him in glory. I will see him face to face. I will never give up my faith. I shared jokingly the other day that, do you know the reason why, when all the friends and the family members have gone and it was left with him, only himself and his wife? The wife said, curse God and die. Amen. Praise God. Because by the time he dies, she's going to be free to marry another person. Praise ye the Lord. And in fact, that one just quickly reminded me that when we are talking about relationship, the relationship of husband and wife is greater than the relationship of the father and of the parent and the children. Why? Because before the children came, there have been husband and wife. And when the children will say, Daddy, I'm matured now, I'm 18 years old, I want to start driving, I'm in a college, and they get a job and they said, will you be at home on weekend? I will be driving through San Antonio to Houston. I'll just stop to say hello. Amen. Praise God. If you are fortunate to have such a phone call, amen. The husband and wife, they will still remain. Praise ye the Lord. And the God of heaven put a seal. A relationship between the parent and the children can be temporal, but he said concerning husband and wife, he said it is eternal. The only thing that can separate them is death. Praise ye the Lord. The relationship between the husband and wife is greater than that of any other relationship after with Christ. Praise ye the Lord. I don't know why I said that, but I believe it's for somebody today. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. So Job stood through the difficult time and said, I know God is going to see me through. He was running that race. He got tired. It seems there was no more energy. The last breath that would make him to finish the finishing line, he could have given up and died. But he said, no, I know my Redeemer liveth. Talking about the ministers of God, Brother Paul was a strong minister of the gospel. Yet he endured in time of plenty. When things were not there, he suffered a lot of hunger and he suffered shipwreck. He was beaten many times. He was in prison more than any apostle. Yet, even while in prison, and it seems his strength was failing, he wrote most of the epistles that we are reading today. If it were to be us, what shall we do? We say, I thought I'm serving God. In fact, the people of the church, we say, oh, but we thought he preaches great sermons. We thought he teaches in Sunday school. If he's really serving God, why are all these things happening to him? And then he gets to him and says, I must be doing something wrong. But Brother Paul said, no, he found grace and he said, God came through for him. He said, in your weakness, say that you are strong. Is there anybody who is weak in faith today in our midst? Is there something you have been trusting God for and it seems it's choking your Christian life? Is there a prayer point that you have told it to the strongest member in church, to the pastor, and it seems there have been no solution? In fact, you have been to great men of God, it seems you have not got answered, and you are almost concluding that God is not real. I want you to take strength today. God came through for Paul. He said, in your weakness, you are strong. Let somebody say today, in my weakness, I am strong. In my weakness, I am strong. Another group of people that we can see that passed this test of time is the children of Israel. 40 years in the wilderness. Why? They believed God that they are going to a land that is flowing with milk and honey. And so 40 years of suffering was not a problem. They did not complain that they were not changing clothes. They did not complain that they are living in tent. Why? Because they trusted God for those 40 years that if he has spoken, he will bring them to pass. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. And so that is one of the reasons they were able to pull through. When we study the people with the heroes of faith, Hebrews chapter 11, we find that in verse 39, many of them, they trusted God. And that is why we can read about them. We can read about Sarah, who gave birth at the age of 90. We can read about Abraham, who at the age of 75 was promised that you will have a child through your 80, your wife. And he still trusted God for 25 years before that promise came to pass. But when you look at verse 39, he said, many of the people we read about, having obtained good reports through faith, they did not receive the promise. Many of them, they trusted God, they heard the word of prophecy, they laid the hand upon them, they prayed and fasted. He said, many of them didn't receive the promise. But guess what? When you read further down, they had one assurance in them that they are going to make it through to heaven where the other brethren are already waiting for them. And that is why, as the squires were leading us in a song today, I was so thrilled in my spirit that God is confirming his word that we Christians, we cannot throw in towel at this time. We say, what a joy it will be when we get to heaven. When you are there, and I am there, and I see Mommy Rewale, and we are rejoicing, and we said, oh, we thank God we made it through at last. Our labors in Salvation Center is not in vain, that God has kept us. All the pressures of life in the community of San Antonio and USA did not drown us as Christians. We give glory to God. What a joy that will be. Praise ye the Lord. He said, what a joy for us to make it through to heaven. I want us to understand, brethren, no matter what we are passing through, whatsoever our goals may be, there is no rose without thorns. Praise ye the Lord. No rose, as beautiful as the rose may look, there are thorns that are surrounded with it, period. And there is no sun without heat. Anytime it's sunny, there will be heat. It becomes so hot. So as good as sun is, it produces heat, even though we need it so much. Praise ye the Lord. And there is no successful man in this world that didn't have great challenges. Therefore, brethren, if we must make it through, we cannot throw in towers at the time of challenges. We cannot give up. Praise ye the Lord. So we need to keep going. So what then do we need to do so that we can run and not be tired? What then do we need to do? Number one, we need to be motivated by purpose, passion, and mission. We need to be motivated by inner things like purpose, passion, and mission. What is your purpose in life? What is your purpose of coming to know the Lord? If all that we want to know about coming to know the Lord is if we can buy a house, I trust you very soon you will buy a house. Then what is left? You will be empty. If all that you reason why you came to God is that you will finish a college, I trust you. By the time I became a doctor 20 years ago, and I said, this is what it means to be a doctor. And I mean, you know, before then it was like, oh, when I become a doctor, but now after, so what next? Praise God. Then you now find out that at the end of the day, whatsoever things that you think to be the highest goal, without God, it's nothing. It's nothing. That's why that wealthiest, richest man that lived on us, as Pastor taught last week, it was such that what? Even he had everything. The Bible talk about Solomon. It said there was nothing that his eyes wanted that he didn't have. Talk about it. They just talk about Rolls Royce, just get me one. Praise ye the Lord. The new jumbo flight, he wants to fly alone with his 1,000 women, 700 wives, and 300. So get me the jumbo. And then they start cruising in the air and just having fun. Nothing that he wanted that he didn't have. But at the end of the life, his life, he said, all is nothing without Christ. He said, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. He said, the young people, they can be weak. They can lose strength and energy. But when God steps in, he will carry you through. I said, God will carry you through. He will bear you with wings in his arms in the name of Jesus. We will never fall or flutter in Jesus' name. So we need to always remember another thing that can keep us going is your goals. What are your set goals? For the students, you don't have to give up because of one difficult subject. You want to be a college graduate? Remember that was your dream. No matter how hard that subject may be or how difficult that teacher may be, you ask God for the strength to see you through. And then you don't quit the college because of one subject. Praise the Lord. What is your goal? What is your goal in life? What do you want to become? And for Christians, we need to remember that we are pilgrims on earth. And then we have to remember that things will be the way they are forever. Again, when the choir was singing, he said, when we get to heaven, a place where there are streets of gold. Streets of gold. Can you imagine? You just drive out of your courtyard in your mansion in heaven. How do I know? Jesus said to my Father's house, there are many mansions. He said, there's one for you. There is one for you. There is one for me. And you can imagine you just, I don't know how to describe the type of cars we would drive there. You just drive out of your courtyard and you are just driving on a gold street. Praise God. You can. Do you have that mental picture of how glorious it will be? How you will be living majestically, the Son of the Most High, the Son of King of all kings, the Son of the highest of the highest. Praise the Lord. And you are there. What is our goal? We need to constantly remind ourselves that this world is not our destination. We need to constantly remind ourselves that We are sojourners. We are strangers. We are just visiting the United States of America for a short while. The other day, I was talking with Daddy Rewole. He said, very soon, I'm going back to my home. And, and I was saying to myself, I said, yes, some of us are here. We are stuck here. But finally, this is not our destination also. Amen. Our destination is in heavenly places where Jesus Christ sits on the right hand of the Lord. What a joy it will be when you will be there and I will be there. I love that song. It just ministered to me as they were singing. That what an ultimate joy that will be for us in Jesus' name. Therefore, brethren, I want to encourage you, whatever your disappointment today is, expect a greater tomorrow. It doesn't matter how difficult a situation will be right now. I want you to trust God for a better future. I was talking to my brother the other day, Brother Moses. He had a challenge period of time recently. And after a while, I called him. He said, brother, I can't express the joy that it means for me to get back to my home the second day. He had a rough time of moment. But he trusted that is a temporary time. And God saw him through. Amen. It doesn't matter what situation you are facing. It's temporary. It shall not be forever in the name of Jesus. So, the next question we want to ask quickly is, why then some people don't get to their destinations? They have goals. They cannot get there. Number one, distractions of life. The material things of this world. What will I eat? What will I drink? Where will I live? What type of house do I want to live in? The American dreams. It distracts people away from the Lord. It distracts them from having fellowship with the Lord. It distracts many people from becoming strong in their faith. Number two, how many of us have heard the sexual scandals that robbed many great politicians who have occupied great leadership offices in this nation? They had a very great campaign, promising leaders. But guess what? Sexual scandals, because they could not contain themselves, robbed them of those opportunities. Praise ye the Lord. What about the greatest Samson? The powerful man of God. The anointed one. Nobody was as powerful as Samson, even up until today. I have never read a story of somebody who would go and carry a great floodgate and just go and throw it somewhere. That man was powerful of the Lord. He lost his spiritual authority over Philistine due to sex. Brethren, there are some things that appear that if I don't have this immediate gratification now, that will be the end of the world. I tell you, that is just a bait. I tell you, that is not so true. And that is what caused Esau to lose his birthright. He said, what is birthright to me? Just give me the pottage. I'm going to die right now if I don't eat this pottage. And if he didn't eat for 1 week, he would not die. Praise God. But he said, if I don't eat this one, I'm going to die. Just take the birthright. I don't care. And that's why the Bible says, when he would have sought for it with tears, he couldn't find it. It is gone. That will not be our portion. We will not sell our birthright in Jesus' name. By God's grace, we will remain co-heirs with Jesus until we see face to face in heaven in the name of Jesus. So we need to hold forth. Many people, they have made wrong decisions about their lives. Wrong choices of life has made them to also lose focus, even in their destination. Songs of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. Songs of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. He said, take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have greater grapes. Little foxes that spoil the vines. 1 Corinthians, chapter 5, and from verse 6. He says, your glory is not good. Know ye not that a little living, leaving at the whole lump, purge out therefore the old living, that ye may be a new lump. As ye are unleavened, for even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Brethren, what causes people to miss the mark of their Christian race? Most of the times, are not the big stuff. They are little stuff. When our women, our mothers, they are going to make puff or some bread, or they add some little yeast into the flour, it blows it up. He said it's just a little leaven that leavened the whole lump. He said it's just a little fox that will spoil a great vine. Praise the Lord. And so, Brother Paul gives us the prescription. What do we do? He said, let's get rid of those old stuff. And then let's begin to take a new lifestyle. Praise ye the Lord. During the Sunday school today, we learned that even with our tongues, we need to bridle our tongues. We need to learn how to use our tongues to minister grace to people. We need to find a way to encourage people and not to bring people down. Praise God. So we see here that number one, one of the reasons is because people allow little stuffs into their life. A little lie today, a little backbiting tomorrow, a little gossip another day, one little stuff is what makes people to lose the grace of God upon their lives. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. So, what is our endurance block? Our endurance blocks. Number one, when we review the lives of the athletes, we see that they practice a lot. Like I gave you the example, like Michael Phelps, when he was winning all the golds in swimming, only God knows how many hours he puts into practice of swimming. So you need to occupy yourself with the word of God, with the things of God, with the songs that will inspire you when you are listening to your music in your radio, in your classroom, in your house. The word of God that will lift up your spirit. Before the politicians will go for any debate, they do their homework very well so that they can do a better job against their opponents. Any student who wants to aspire to be an A student is going to study more than somebody who is just looking for a C. Do you agree with that? That's so true. That's just law of nature. I remember one day, our father and the Lord, Daddy Gio, said, how many of us wants to be blessed many years ago? We raised up our hands. He said, are you ready for a hard work? Many of us, we just say, I just want to walk like an ant and eat like an elephant. It doesn't work that way. You got to work hard first, and God will take you. When we want to fly, you get into the plane, and the plane, you know, the aircraft gets to the runway. Before it takes off, it gathers a lot of energy. And it goes with a very great speed, then it jets off. And then while it's climbing, it's going through rocky time through the cloud. But when it gets to 35,000 feet, then start cruising. No more energy. Praise the Lord. So we got to understand that we need to walk through this process of time, and God will see us through in Jesus' name. If you want your business that seems is going to collapse now, to start experiencing a boom, you got to ask the Lord, give me the wisdom. What do I need to do to improve the quality of my business so that it will be better than the other ones? And that is why people like those who operate McDonald's, they will continue to remain in business because they are always looking for a way to improve their products. When they are criticized today, tomorrow they will come up with another advert that we have answer to that criticism. And then they will keep on selling their product. Praise ye the Lord. So don't sit on the fence and just say that things are not working. I have prayed. My business is turning down. I'm not doing well in this subject. I've been a worker for a long time. I've not been promoted. And all the excuses that we can give. And one of our studies recently, we learned that some people can be brothers in the church and they'll be more powerful than some bishop or archbishops in another church. Therefore, the title is not the issue. Praise ye the Lord. Job chapter 19, verse 25 and 26. Job chapter 19, verse 25 and 26. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worm destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Yet in my flesh shall I see God. Is that your focus? Is that your goal? Is that what you are planning to achieve at the end of the day? I've shared before, I said, no matter how much you accumulate here on earth, according to the word of God, when you are dead, you are not taking one penny with you. Many of you have heard, like Bill Gates, many of you have heard Warren Buffett, you heard about those great millionaires and billionaires. When they are dead, not a single dollar will go with them. They won't be able to put any pocket. And some other people will inherit the wealth. Praise the Lord. So what is the goal of life? This man said, I have a focus. In my flesh, I will see the Lord. At the end of it all, I want to see the Lord. At the end of it all, I want to meet God. In conclusion, brethren, as we are about to round up and pray this morning, let's go back to our text where we went this long route. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 29. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 29. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increased the strength. Have you been running any race of life that I don't know, and it seems you are tired? I want you to call upon the Lord when we are going to pray today. Because the Bible says he gives strength to those who are fainting. He gives strength to those who are about to give up in their business strategies. God gives strength. Praise you, the Lord. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10 to 13. If that applies to you, I'd like you to claim it. If that is what you are trusting the Lord for, I'd like you to receive it. Verse 10, Isaiah chapter 41. Fear thou not, because I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Yea, I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Is there somebody here who needs the help of God? Is there somebody here who needs God to strengthen him? God is talking to you today. He said, I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. Verse 11. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. Does that somebody believe that in this house today? And they that they shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Do I hear a loud amen from somebody? For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold you on your right hand, saying unto you, fear not, and I will help you. Brethren, that is the good news I have brought for somebody today. That God is right by your side. In a difficult moment, when it seems that you don't know what to do, God is saying, I'm going to hold you by your right hand. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. I am with you. I will help you. I will bring destiny helpers your way. I will give you the instruction. I will show you the strategies to use. I will show you how to raise your children that are stubborn. That is what God wants us to take home today. That I am there for you in the time of your difficulties. Praise the Lord. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 12. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 12. When the children of Israel have crossed one of the barriers of their lives that will never make them to see their taskmaster forevermore in their lifetime. For 430 years, they have been oppressed. They have done everything they could, they couldn't, to release themselves from Pharaoh. But when God gave them the victory at last and all the Pharaoh's army got drowned in the Red Sea, their story changed. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 2. That's what I said. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 2. Let's have it. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. I want somebody to make that confession and a public declaration today. The Lord is my strength. Please say it if you mean it. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my strength. And my song. And it's become my salvation. When you are weak and in doubt, remember this word and say, the Lord is my strength. I can never be weak. The Lord will take me through. I will triumph. I will ever come on the other side better than I am right now. This sickness will not kill me. In the name of Jesus Christ, my business will not go down. I will be on top in my classes. Why? Because the Lord is my strength and it's my song. And you begin to make that confession to yourself. And that is the song they sang that saw them through 40 years of wilderness. Praise the Lord. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my song. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my strong. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 46 verse 1. Psalm 46 and verse 1. He said, the Lord our God is our strength and is our refuge. He's a very present help in times of trouble. A very present help in times of trouble. For some reasons, you might have requested that pastor prays for you. But he may have an emergency that overrides that one and needs to be somewhere. He may not be available. In that time, you need him. But trust me, God can never be too busy not to respond to your distress call. When you dial to heaven and say, 911 of heaven, I need help. The Bible says it's a very present help in times of trouble. The Lord will help you in Jesus' name. I would like for us to stand on our feet right now so we can pray in the next few minutes. I want you to begin to recount what difficult time are you passing through. He said, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. He said, they shall run and not be weary. He said, they shall walk and they shall not faint. I would like you to begin to pray. This is the prayer I want you to pray first. I want you to begin to talk to the Lord. Lord, I need you. Strengthen me, O Lord. Lord, you are the pillars of my life. Lord, without you, I am nothing. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'd like you to begin to request. I make that I request to heaven right now. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Ask Almighty, Lord, I need your help. Strengthen me, O God. I will not fall. I will not fail. I will make it to the finish line in heaven. In the name of Jesus, you are my strength. I said to somebody in this house today, all your runaway children, they will return in the name of Jesus. I said to somebody here today, the academics that seem is failing right now, you will excel in Jesus' name. I said to somebody here today, your business will blossom one more time in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for today. I want you to begin to thank God. Appreciate him because the Lord is for you. Appreciate him because the Lord is your strength and your help. We give him praise. We give him glory. Oh, worship him in this house. Praise his holy name. The Lord is our strength. A very present time in time, very present help in time of trouble. We give him praise. We give him glory. We give him praise. We give him praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be your name.